hour number two of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. I am Andy Bulbarch, and I'm joined by Mr. Matt Douglas. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. We mentioned it so far, but a feel-good Friday. A lot of good things going on, and a lot of exciting things happening this weekend. But there are some exciting things happening next weekend as well. For example, Sunday, March 18th, at the Doubletree in Westlake, the Cleveland Comics, Cards, and Nostalgia Festival should be a lot of fun. Jeff Harper is the man behind it, and he joins us right now. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Very good, Andy. Thank you.
Well, let's get into the details. Sunday, March 18th, Cleveland Comics, Cards, and Nostalgia Festival. What's going on here?
Well, we've got a bunch of dealers. We're going to have 50 dealer tables. And 28 dealers, and have possibly a local artist will be there. And got a lot of great things going on, a lot of collectibles, Cleveland collectibles, comic book collectibles, non-sports cards. You know, I think something for just about every taste.
You mentioned Cleveland collectibles. What kinds of Cleveland collectibles will be available?
Books, you know, sports stuff, some old Browns things, some Indians things, a lot of history type stuff. About Cleveland, you know, going back to the 20s and 30s. I got one dealer always that shows up with some of that stuff. So
very nice. That sounds like a pretty interesting – it casts a pretty wide net because Cleveland is such an interesting place with such a fascinating history. What kinds of items specifically are you anticipating? You referenced that area, the 20s and 30s. What kinds of things are you anticipating from that era?
Well, I hope he brings it, but he's got some stuff from back, you know, during the Prohibition era. Usually he's got some books about the old days, you know, I can't think of his name right now, the FBI agent that was from Cleveland.
Elliot Ness?
Yes, exactly. He's had some of that stuff in the past. We've got one guy that brings some old, you know, posters and ticket stubs and different things from a lot of old Cleveland-type stuff.
Jeff, you've referenced a lot of things going to be here at the big event in Westlake. Who's the type of person that is drawn to something like this? Who's the guy you guys are reaching out to come to this?
The guy that likes to relive his past or just is interested in you know, comic books too, and non-sports cards. You know, it's really the diehard collector that comes to this show. You know, we get the guys that are really looking for the unique and unusual thing from the past, usually.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Harper. Sunday, March 18th, he's hosting the Cleveland Comics, Cards, and Nostalgia Festival in Westlake. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. A couple of times you've referenced non-sports cards. What exactly does that entail? What kinds of cards are we talking about here?
Like movie cards from the old movies, like the old Star Trek cards or Batman cards, and even Marvel and DC Comics have come out over the years with their own lines of cards with, you know, superheroes and illustrations and things like that on it of the different characters, you know, with specific details and things on the back.
You guys are also giving away prizes hourly. What kinds of prizes are you guys giving away?
We'll be giving away free comics and mainly free comic books, you know. And then the first 25 people through the door will also get a free Marvel book of some type. Okay, it'll either be Spider-Man, Thor, Hulk, and that's courtesy of Comics R Go in Sheffield Lake. He's donating a bunch of stuff for promotion.
Very cool. Now, what kinds of vendors are going to be there? You said you guys have over 50 different vendors that are going to be at this thing, and I know that with an event like this, as popular as it is, I know being a vendor can be a little challenging because you got to battle in order to get one of those spots locked down, don't you?
Yes, yeah. I've been sold out for over a month now with the dealer space, and actually, I don't mean to correct you, but there's 50 dealer tables, and there'll be 28 dealers. So, you know, the 28 dealers will be spread out over the 50 tables. And, they prepare far in advance for this, a lot of these guys and these dealers. So they'll have some really unique stuff. I've got one coming from Pittsburgh. Most of them from the Cleveland area, but Pittsburgh's about the farthest away I've got a dealer coming from.
Jeff, you've talked about the nostalgia items and the non-sports cards. I remember in the 90s. I don't know why this popped into my head as you were talking about that. But in the early 90s during Desert Storm, I don't know who put it out, but they put out Desert Storm cards where you'd see General Colin Powell talking to the troops or something. I'm not saying that they'd necessarily be here, but is this the type of place you'll find some things like that too?
I kind of doubt it. I hate to say this, but the Desert Storm thing kind of ran its course.
Sure. Sure.
And they're just not very popular anymore. But, you know, there'll be some other stuff there. So
Upper Deck, I think, was the card company that did it. I'm almost 100% sure because I know exactly what you're referencing.
Yeah.
See, Jeff, what's interesting about this is just hearing you describe some of the things that are going to be there. Sounds like there's a lot of cool collectibles, but some really interesting things that belong down in a man cave, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that they can display and hang on their wall and, you know, save for whatever purpose. But, yeah, there'll be even old paperbacks there. I've got a fellow that brings some old science fiction paperbacks from the 60s and 70s. And it's just a real good mix, I think. A real good mix. That just, you know, but it's all collectible type stuff.
Well, it sure sounds like it. You guys have a lot of different areas covered there. And, you know, it's fascinating. I grew up the middle of three boys, and I always thought shopping for dudes was a very easy thing. But I hear from my fiance constantly, you know, guys are so hard to shop for. And I would think, you know what? This would be a great place for a female to go. If you don't really know what to get your guy, you go to a place like this, there are all kinds of different things and all different kinds of ideas to choose from.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there'll be a lot of stuff there.
Well, and Jeff, you've been doing this now for over 38 years, right? You've been doing collector shows for 38 years, is that right?
Well, actually, I've been doing them for 28, but this show has been running continuously in Cleveland or the Cleveland area for 38 years. Yes, I'm not the originator of it, but you know, I took it over and many years ago, and I've kept it going. And it's really an iconic part. If you're into collectibles, we get guys that have been coming to this show for years, you know, in years, you know, and look forward to some of the same dealers and things like that. So,
how did you get involved in that? You mentioned that you kind of took this thing over nearly three decades ago. How did you get involved?
I was doing shows and other shows, and I heard that the fellow that owned this one was going to bow out, retire. And so I approached him, and we worked out a deal, and I took it over. And it's been going pretty good ever since. So,
how has it changed over the years? I mean, over the course of three decades, I mean, there's obviously a lot that changes. It sounds like you've kind of expanded this thing. You talked about a lot of the different historical things that come into play and how that most definitely affects this area, because I think if you're a history buff, you're always looking for something out there that nobody's got, and it sounds like you could certainly find it here. Now, how has this thing expanded, and how has it changed?
Well, I would say over the years, especially in the last 10 years, it's become more comics-focused because of, you know, comic books are so popular right now. And some of these real big 2- and 3-day shows don't have a lot of comic book dealers. They've got a lot of vendors selling miscellaneous stuff, you know, trinkets and things like that, but not the hardcore comics. And that's where I think it's changed the most over the last 10 years. It just seems like that's more focused, you know. So,
sure. Jeff, you run the show here. I'm curious, from your point of view, what's the one thing that you get up for year after year? What's one of your favorite aspects of the show?
The people. I'm telling you that I look forward to see some of the same people that I've seen come that have almost become friends, you know, over the years, and I know what they buy and what they collect and what they're interested in. It's really amazing to me. I look forward to the people. I really do.
Cool.
Well, and it sounds like when you see a lot of the same people year in, year out, it makes for a lot of fun because this is an event that they all certainly look forward to every single year. If you were to narrow it down to a couple of items that you would single out as the most intriguing or the most fascinating that you've seen in all your years of running the show, let's just say we'll narrow it down to three. What would you say your top three are?
Oh, boy.
We could even stretch it. We could stretch it out to five if that makes it easier.
I don't know. I can't think of, because I've seen so many things, and I apologize, Andy. I've seen so much stuff, you know, there that's come in. I just can't pin it down. I'm sorry.
No, that's why I asked, because I would imagine you've seen so many different kinds of things. And again, because you've really cast a pretty wide net here. It's not just comic books. It's not just the non-sports cards. It's a lot of sports memorabilia, a lot of historical stuff, too. So that's why
sure.
I think it's fascinating, because you've seen so many interesting things in all the years of running this show.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, yeah, Jeff, we certainly appreciate the time very much. One more time, run through those details for our listeners so they know where to go next Sunday, March 18th.
It is at the Doubletree Hilton in Westlake at 1100 Crocker Road. It's just minutes from Crocker Park, and it's March 18th from 10 to 4. Admission is $4. Age 6 and under is free. First 25 people through the door will get a free Marvel comic, and then every hour on the hour will be giving away free items too.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jeff, we're definitely looking forward to it. Thank you again for coming on the show, and we'll do it again soon.
I thank you, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thank you again. Jeff Harper, he is running that Cleveland Comics Cards and Nostalgia Festival. It is next Sunday, March 18th, at the Doubletree in Westlake.